Would you pull your child out of school? In 2014, my child's mother and I made that decision together. We took him out of the formal education system and chose non-schooling, self-directed learning. A lot of people around us shook their heads and asked whether I was being too idealistic, but I want to peel away that romantic label first. Self-directed learning is not a utopia. It is not a shortcut to college admissions, and it is not outsourcing your child to some institution. It looks more like starting a business together with your child, with an extremely high degree of uncertainty. What I most want to talk about in this piece is one particular moment. My son once participated in an overseas learning project. The planning work he had put a great deal of time and effort into was taken by the supervising teacher for commercial use, without ever asking him. He was furious. He felt it was deeply unfair. I told him, "Your anger is completely reasonable, but what are you going to do about it now?" I did not let him stew in silent resentment, and I did not tell him to keep the peace and swallow it. I sat with him to work through his thoughts and map out how things might unfold. It took several days, longer than any single subject he had ever studied. In the end, he gathered his courage and went to speak with that teacher. By then, the force behind his words was probably only a third of what it had been in practice, but he said what he needed to say. In that moment, I felt it mattered 10,000 times more than scoring 100 on any exam, because the capacity to stand up for yourself is a muscle, and it has to be trained. What I want is not for my child to live in perpetual harmony with everyone. What I want is for him, in the moments that call for it, to push back with gentleness, with courtesy, but with absolute firmness.